people are rated on 5 stages of selling. In the Gold Coin Club, employees are given 10 gold coins when they meet their quarterly quota. The top salesperson in each branch gets an additional 5 coins. 5 coins go to everyone in the branch where everyone meets the quota. 25 coins for reaching the quota in all for 4 quarters, and 3 coins for having a sales tip published in the newsletter. Coins are displayed on the salesperson's desk in a clear acrylic box with his or her name on it. At an awards banquet, employees will use their coins to bid on prizes, including televisions and a trip to the Bahamas at an auction. The banquet features an award ceremony modeled after the Oscars. Award categories include Salesperson, Teller, and Branch Manager of the Year. Winners receive SARAs, that's Sales and Recognition Awards, which are statuettes of the Winged Victory. One employee who has been a top teller of the quarter twice says the program helped her. I pay more attention to customers, and I try to offer more service, which can be more important than the product, says June Barbie, head teller at the Medham Village branch. And when I won the Top Teller Award, that was really motivating. The New York cosmetics company, Elizabeth Arden, implemented a sales program in which staffers who increased their sales by at least 25% over the previous year's same 5-month period earned a week-long Caribbean cruise for two. Besides increasing sales, the program had the benefit of reducing turnover, says Cynthia Bloom, resident makeup artist at Bloomingdale's, New York. I've been offered jobs for more money with other companies, but I didn't take them. I'm loyal to this company. Arden's been good to me, so I'm good to them. John Ball, service training manager for American Honda Motor Company, says, I try to remember that people are all not like me, and it's better that way. I try to remember that people, good, intelligent, capable people, may actually need day-to-day praise and thanks for the job they do. I try to remember to get up out of my chair, turn off my computer, and go sit or stand next to them and see what they're doing. Ask about the challenges, find out if they need additional help, offer that help if possible, and most important of all, tell them in all honesty that what they are doing is important to me, to the company, and to our customers. Group and team awards. When a team of employees achieves, the entire team needs to be recognized. If only the manager or high performer of a group is recognized, the group is apt to lose its motivation in working together. To reward the accomplishment of a team goal, Nancy Lauterbach, owner of 5-star Speakers, Trainers, and Consultants in Overland Park, Kansas, closed down the office for a half day and took the entire staff to the movies and to a restaurant for coffee afterwards. At the movie, everyone also received money for snacks. On other occasions, the company offered employees a casual dress day to reward overall extra effort. A manager at The Gap, Inc., located in San Bruno, California, wanted to thank everyone for working madly to meet a big deadline. She gave everyone gift certificates to a spa for a facial or a massage. It was a much-appreciated treat to help calm down and relax after a tough time, reports Carol Whitaker, another Gap manager. Here's a case study in group motivation. When Richard Nicolosi became the head of paper products division for Procter & Gamble, competition had taken its toll. The company's market share for disposable diapers had eroded from 75% to 52% in less than 10 years. Nicolosi found a heavily bureaucratic and centralized organization that was overly preoccupied with internal functional goals and projects. Almost all information about customers came through highly quantitative market research. The technical people were rewarded for cost savings, the commercial people focused on volume and share, and the two groups were nearly always in opposition with each other. Nicolosi immediately began to stress the need for the division to become more creative and market-driven instead of just trying to be a low-cost producer. I had to make it very clear, he said, that the rules of the game had changed. The new direction included a much greater stress on teamwork and multiple leaders. Nicolosi pushed a strategy of using groups to manage the division and its specific products. 2 months later, he and his team designated themselves as the paper division board and began meeting first monthly and then weekly. The next month, they established category teams to manage their major brand groups, diapers, tissues, towels, and started pushing responsibility down to these teams. Shun the incremental, he stressed, and go for the leap. A month later, Nicolosi then selectively involved himself in more detail in certain activities. He met with the advertising agency and got to know key creative people. He asked the marketing manager of diapers to report directly to him, eliminating a layer in the hierarchy. He talked more to the people who were working on new product development projects. A month later, the board announced a new organizational structure that included not only category teams, but also new brand business teams. Within the next 4 months, the board was ready to plan an important motivational event to communicate the new paper products vision to as many people as possible. All the Cincinnati-based personnel in the paper division, as well as sales district management and paper plant managers, several thousand people in all, met at the local Masonic Temple. Nicolosi and other board members described their vision of an organization where each of us is a leader. The event was videotaped, and an edited version was sent to all sales offices and plants. All these events helped create an entrepreneurial environment where large numbers of people were motivated to realize the new vision. Most innovations came from people dealing with new products, but other employee initiatives were oriented more towards a functional area, and some even came from the bottom of the hierarchy. For example, a few of the division secretaries, feeling empowered by the new culture, developed a secretaries network, which established subcommittees on training, on rewards and recognition, and on the secretary of the future. Echoing the sentiments of many of her peers, one paper product secretary said, "I don't see why we too can't contribute to the division's new direction." Within 4 years, revenues at the paper products division were up 40% and profits were up 66%, all while the company's competition continued to get tougher. Here's some other tips for building an effective team. When hiring, look for people who work well with others. You want employees who can handle the collective process. Set a good example for your staff. For instance, leave at a reasonable hour so they know it's okay to do the same. Encourage one-on-one discussions between staffers rather than structured meetings. Personal relationships breed trust. Hold informal retreats to foster feedback and set goals. Reward collective accomplishment whenever possible, even if the reward is only juice and bagels. Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has dozens of clubs, ranging from fishing and running to a company chorus. Retirees who continue to participate in such clubs do not have to pay any dues. MCI Communications had top management work together to shoot a movie. Famous scenes from movies such as Raiders of the Lost Ark were filmed using team members in the roles of the main characters. The experience served as a team-building experience, and the completed movies were shown to all employees at a company meeting. Here's some other ideas for praising project progress. Pop in at the first of the meeting of a special project team and express your appreciation for their involvement. When a group presents an idea or suggestion, thank them for their concern and initiative. Hold a lunch meeting with project teams once they have made their interim findings. Express your appreciation. Encourage their continued energy. Provide the lunch. Send a letter to every team member at the conclusion of their work thanking them for their contribution. Create symbols of a team's work or effort, such as t-shirts or coffee cups with a motto or team logo on it. Ask your boss to attend a meeting with your employees in which you thank individuals and groups for their specific contributions. Cater lunches or breakfast for high-performing groups. Send a group of employees or teams on an outing, such as deep-sea fishing, a baseball game, a cruise, after completion of a significant project. The most appealing motive for team members to take on responsibility at GenCorp Automotive's new plant in Shelbyville, Indiana, is the autonomy granted them to determine just how they do their jobs, according to Gary Goberville, Vice President of Human Resources. They have the authority to pick one of their own co-workers as their team leader. As Goberville explains, if you want a motivated workforce taking on the responsibility for good quality products delivered on time, you have to give them the fullest authority to work out the best way to do it. Workers also determine who will be part of their team at Worthington Industries, a steel and plastics manufacturer in Columbus, Ohio. Line workers assume most of the traditional personnel functions such as hiring, training, evaluating, compensating, and firing at Johnsonville Foods in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. They also make all decisions about schedules, performance standards, assignments, budgets, quality measures, and capital improvements. Performance evaluations are made by the employees themselves. For example, 300 wage earners fill out forms in which they rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 9 in 17 specific areas grouped into three categories: performance, teamwork, and personal development. All final scores, with names deleted, are then passed to a profit-sharing team that carves out five categories of performance: a small group of superior performers, about 5% of the total, a larger group of better-than-average workers, roughly 20% of the total employees, an average group amounting to about 50% of the total workforce, a below-average group of 20%, and a small group of poor performers who are often in danger of losing their jobs. The pool of profits to be shared is then divided by the number of workers to find an average share, say $1,000. Members of the top group get a check for 125% of that amount, equal to $1,250. Members of the next group would get 110%, or $1,100. Members of the large middle group receive 100% share, or $1,000, and so on down to $900 and $750. Overall satisfaction with the system is very high, partly because fellow workers invented it, administer it, and consistently revise it in an effort to make it more equitable. The person currently in charge of the Johnsonville profit-sharing team is an hourly worker in the shipping department. William S. Ambrose, project manager, quality coordinator for the Tennessee Valley Authority, reports that the maintenance foreman at the Chickamauga Dam Reservation held a team appreciation day to recognize and support the value of teamwork for the property maintenance crew. For lunch on that day, the foreman prepared homemade desserts. Attendance and safety awards. Two of the most common and basic activities that companies recognize are good attendance and safety, especially in manufacturing environments. Attendance awards recognize and encourage employees to be prompt and not miss work days. Safety awards recognize employees for following safety procedures and minimizing accidents on the job. General Electric, headquartered in Fairfield, Connecticut, offers a cash bonus for every 6 months of perfect attendance. The Atlantic Envelope Company in Atlanta awards employees 2 hours bonus pay for every month of perfect attendance. Copley Memorial Hospital in Aurora, Illinois, rewarded 128 employees with buffet luncheon, a certificate of achievement, a ceramic coffee mug inscribed with perfect attendance, and the year of the award. A special gift certificate was given to the employee with the longest perfect attendance track record. A large manufacturing firm with 7,500 hourly employees showed an increase in attendance by offering non-monetary privileges for good attendance, combined with progressive discipline for excessive absences. In an effort to improve absenteeism, New York Life Insurance Company holds a lottery for those employees who have been at work every day each quarter. The first 10 names drawn earn a $200 savings bond, the next 20 earn a $100 bond, and 70 more receive a paid day off. A special lottery is held for employees with perfect attendance records for the entire year as well. Prizes are $2,000 savings bonds and 10 more paid days off. The company estimates that absenteeism is 21% lower than during the same period the previous year. Quaker State, the automobile lubricant manufacturer in Oil City, Pennsylvania, has several safety recognition programs that have proved very effective. The Corley Group Safety Awards program involves workers as diverse as truck drivers, dispatchers, mechanics, foremen, and supervisors at the 20 Quaker State storage and distribution terminals nationwide. For each quarter without lost time accidents, each team member earns a gift worth $10 to $15, such as a pocket knife or a set of mugs, both inscribed with the company logo. The program produced an increase in team camaraderie and safety awareness. In the Safe Driving Awards program, each driver who has a 12-month perfect safety record earns a medium-length nylon or corduroy jacket worth about $40 that is adorned with the Quaker State logo and a Safe Driver emblem created by an employee who won an in-house design competition. Drivers also attend a special celebration breakfast at a local restaurant and are honored in front of their peers by corporate officials. Their names are added to plaques in each terminal that commend truckers for their safe driving records. About 97% of participating drivers achieved safety goals in a recent year. Here's another safety award suggestion. Provide a day off for no personal injury accidents in a given month or quarter. Nicosa Paper in Port Edwards, Wisconsin, uses a committee of hourly employees who represent each department to determine the best method for recognizing safety records. Merchandise for the awards also is determined by the committee. The result is a multi-level program that rewards both long-term and short-term results. Employees receive recognition for 10 or more years of accident-free service, while more frequent reinforcement of safety on the job is accomplished through monthly safety awards. And workers chosen at random are eligible for awards ranging in value from $25 to $50 for correctly answering a safety-related question. Part 3, Formal Reward Programs. This section outlines the company-initiated formal reward programs used in many companies. Although studies show that such programs are not as motivating to individual employees as more specific, personal forms of recognition, formal programs do have their place. Such programs are important for formally acknowledging significant accomplishments, especially as they span a long period of time. Formal rewards also lend credibility to more spontaneous, informal rewards used on a daily basis by managers in the organization, and if creative, can be linked to such recognition and rewards. Tim Puffer of Puffer & Associates in St. Paul, Minnesota, describes 8 general guidelines for conducting a successful rewards and recognition program. 1. Define objectives. 2. Lead by management example. 3. Develop specific criteria. 4. Use meaningful rewards. 5. Involve employees. 6. Keep communication clear. 7. Reward teams. And 8. Manage for the long term. In a recent issue of Personnel Journal, Philip C. Grant offered suggestions for how to make a rewards program work. He asserts that corporate reward systems need constant attention. The mere existence of such programs doesn't guarantee they'll be valued or that they will have any real impact on employee motivation and satisfaction. Therefore, managers must manage them. There are several ways to do so. Tie rewards to needs. Because each employee's needs are different, effective reward systems must be flexible. If feasible, rewards should be adapted to each individual employee. Ensure the reward's fairness. Every employee must understand that in relation to the demands of the job and to what workers in similar jobs outside the company are receiving, the rewards they receive are just. Make sure timing is proper. It's best to schedule frequent presentations of rewards so employees receive them shortly after the achievement being recognized. Talk up the value of rewards. If managers show enthusiasm for a reward at the time it's presented, they add to its perceived value. Don't camouflage rewards. Rewards must stand out and be highlighted. Don't squeeze praise between a dozen other topics of conversation or amongst criticism and corrections. Present rewards in a public forum. Rewards are not meant to be presented in the privacy of an employee's office. Schedule a special meeting instead for the occasion, or have it be part of an upcoming staff or company meeting. Don't oversell rewards. Promote rewards, but don't oversell them. Constant talk about how great a reward is can start to make it sound more hype than real. Multi-level reward programs and point systems. Most companies have one or more formal reward programs for recognizing employee performance, often integrated to address the needs of different levels and types of employees. Although such programs typically are limited to a smaller number of employees, for those employees, the experience is significant and motivating, and the public example helps to shape the future aspirations and behavior of other employees. It's our business to catch employees doing something right, not wrong, says Charles Nirenberg, chairman of Dairy Mart. The pat on the back is worth a lot more than a kick in the rear. The company has incentive and recognition programs at all levels. Top executives have a stock option plan, store managers have a bonus plan, divisional manager of the year and franchisee of the year appointees, long-term employees receive diamond-studded rings, and in-store employees who are observed going above and beyond win people-pleaser buttons. Here's a case study in formal recognition programs. Inspired by the slogan, "At Ross, you're in the company of excellence," President Dick Gass decided that Ross Laboratories, based in Columbus, Ohio, needed a recognition program to enhance its tradition of superior products and services. Because excellence is subjective, Gass decided that an effective way to put it into more concrete terms was to allow employees to participate in the process of defining and recognizing excellence. Gass specified that the program should be open to all 4,100 employees, from line workers to executives, and should be completely employee-driven. All company employees should be eligible to win and participate in selecting winners. The program designates three levels of achievement with rising prestige and increasingly valuable awards. At each facility, the program is administered according to the number of people and their particular preferences. Any full-time Ross employee may nominate another full-time employee, whether subordinate or supervisor, for an award. Employees may even nominate themselves. All nominations are considered by a screening committee comprised of 12 to 25 workers in each area. The committee considers all nominations and selects the most deserving people to be voted on by employees in their area. Although managers can serve on the selection committee, they have no more clout than any other member in determining final selections. Service on the committee is voluntary and may not exceed 2 years per member. The Award of Excellence program allows employees many chances for recognition. At the end of each quarter, all nominations submitted during that period are reviewed by the screening committee. Nominees affirmed by the committee and verified by the personnel department as employees in good standing automatically become Level 1 winners. Level 1 winners' names are announced at a general meeting during which they receive a 2-ounce silver ingot engraved with the Ross Award of Excellence logo on the front and the original Ross Milk Truck logo on the back. The ingot is encased in a clear plastic base and can be used as a paperweight or desk ornament. The award costs approximately $50. The number of first-time winners varies depending on the number of area workers. Generally, it's between 10 and 15 per quarter. Each quarter, area employees select 4 Level 2 winners from among the Level 1 winners. Those 4 winners receive a 5-ounce silver ingot with the same Level 1 imprints, but this time it's in the shape of an Olympic-style medal, complete with a ribbon. The award is encased in a black velvet-covered box and costs approximately $100. Level 2 winners also receive a letter of congratulations from the division president. At the end of the year, a recognition dinner is held at each Ross location for all Level 2 winners. At the end of the fourth quarter, an election is held to select Level 3 winners from among the Level 2 winners. Level 3 winners then get together for a 3-day trip to celebrate their achievements. Activities include a visit to the company's headquarters for a president-hosted reception, a double-decker bus tour around the city, and a free afternoon. A president's celebration dinner is then held for the winners. Each Level 3 winner is awarded a Waterford Crystal decanter with 6 glasses, as well as a $250 gift certificate to be used towards his or her choice of gifts from a catalog. The estimated cost of the Level 3 festivities is about $20,000. An excellent employee is someone other employees look forward to working with because that person is pleasant, easy to get along with, and does everything possible to make each working day a productive and pleasant experience for everyone, says Mike Strapp, Director of Marketing and Financial Services and Award of Excellence Program Chairman. Fun is an important element in the definition of excellence. With any recognition program, says Strapp, the goal is to encourage other employees to strive for the same kind of excellence as those who are recognized. Recognition from your peers is a great motivator. Recognition by one's coworkers encourages employees to aspire to other personal and professional goals and thereby contribute to the company goals. If you feel appreciated, You're going to go out of your way, too, says Marla Rossi, the company's receptionist, who became one of the company's first 36 Level 3 winners. I have always appreciated my job, but this made me feel appreciated back. Some companies use a point system in which each worker receives 1,000 points and subsequently has points either added to or subtracted from his or her total. At Laval Aircraft Company, points are subtracted from the total if the employee makes a part or completes an operation that causes rework, requires customer acceptance of a deviation, or causes scrap. Points are also subtracted for tardiness, 5 points, or absenteeism, 10 points. For every suggestion turned in, the employee gets 10 points. When a suggestion is accepted, the employee gets an additional 10 points and 10% of the actual savings from the idea for a year. If the employee attends a training program or class, he or she can get 25 additional points. After 4 months, the employee with the most points is awarded a trip for two to one of the customer's plants, which is rewarding to employees and helps them understand the business better. The trip is for Friday through Monday. A survey of employees at Diamond Fiber Products in Thorndike, Massachusetts, indicated that 65% of workers felt that management did not treat them respectfully. 56% approached their work with pessimism, and 79% felt they weren't rewarded for a job well done. To counter these perceptions, the company developed a program called the 100 Club, which stresses attendance, punctuality, and safety among the rank and file. An employee earns 25 points for a year of perfect attendance, 20 points for going through a year without formal disciplinary actions, and 15 points for working a year without sustaining a lost time injury. For each day or partial day of absence, the company deducts points. A worker also earns points for supplying a cost-saving idea or safety suggestion to management and for community service like participation in a blood drive, the United Way, or Little League. When an employee reaches 100 points, he or she gets a nylon jacket with the diamond logo and the words The 100 Club on it. The jacket means a lot to the people who earn them. A teller at a local bank described a woman who came into the bank and proudly modeled her baby blue 100 Club jacket for bank customers and employees. She said, "My employer gave me this for doing a good job. It's the first time in 18 years I've been there that they've recognized the things I do every day." During those years, she had earned $230,000 in wages, which had paid for cars, a home mortgage, food and other essentials, vacations, college educations. But in her mind, she'd provide a service for those earnings. The money wasn't recognition for her work, but the 100 Club jacket was. In the first year of the program, the division saved $5.2 million and increased productivity by 14.5%, and quality-related mistakes declined by 40%. In a new survey, 86% of the employees reported that they thought the company and management considered them to be important or very important. 81% respond that they had got recognition by the company, and 73% said the company showed concern for them as people. On average, 79% said their attitude toward work quality had improved. Contest. One way to build anticipation and momentum in obtaining certain desired behaviors is to couch the reward in a contest of some sort. The desired behavior is typically described along with other parameters, and the rewards are made explicit. Keys to a successful employee contest include promoting the program and its purpose, setting realistic, achievable, and measurable goals, limiting the contest to a short period of time, keeping contest rules uncomplicated, ensuring that prizes are desirable to employees, linking rewards directly to performance, and giving rewards and recognition promptly. First Security Corporation in Salt Lake City uses a quiz show game called Superno to pit competing teams of branch employees against each other in answering questions about the bank's products and services. The finals are televised on local TV stations, and grand prizes are awarded. Truck drivers of Viking Freight System in Santa Clara, California, are encouraged to participate in truck rodeos, in which drivers compete in events such as maneuvering a tractor trailer through a barrel course. Winners are given special awards such as an all-expenses-paid weekend trip for two to Las Vegas or Lake Tahoe. Winners at the state finals get a free trip for two to Hawaii. National rodeo winners either get $9,000 or a new Ford car of their choice. Hardee's, the fast food chain, holds a competition for excellence contest in which three-person employee teams from each of more than 2,000 stores volunteer to compete against other Hardee's in their districts. The teams are judged by regional managers on the three basic qualifications for fast food employees: service, product makeup, and work area cleanliness, as well as on how well they work together. Winning teams advanced to the regional competition, and seven finalists were flown to the company's headquarters in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, for the final competition. Cash awards were given at each level, with the winners of the national competition receiving $1,500 each. All the national finalists flew in on the company jet, were whisked around the city by a limousine, and were treated like VIPs. In a more recent competition, Bonus Bucks, employees are awarded bonus points when they are caught in the act of doing something right. At the end of each quarter, each district, about 5 to 7 restaurants, will hold a party at which workers use their collected points to bid on items such as T-shirts, televisions, and VCRs. The Hotel Association of New York City hosted a Hotel Olympics to recognize employees. Chefs had to prepare a Caesar salad and an appetizer of their choice. Bartenders were asked to make a Manhattan and an original drink recipe. Housekeepers were timed for bed-making speed as well as tautness of the sheets. And waiters and waitresses had 4 minutes to carry a tray of champagne-filled glasses 800 feet, spilling as little as possible. All entrants received cash prizes, tote bags, and soft drinks. In addition, first-place winners won cameras and trips to Las Vegas and California, second-place winners received color TVs, and third-place winners got his and hers Bulova watches. Kuno Inc., a maker of water filtration and purification systems located in Meriden, Connecticut, knew wholesalers would not sell its products if they knew nothing about them. To change this, they mailed 5,000 training guides about water quality problems with a 50-question multiple-choice test. Wholesalers were asked to review the manual, dial a toll-free number, and answer 10 randomly asked questions from the list of 50. Those who scored 80% or better received a customized baseball cap, mug, bumper sticker, and a certificate naming them as a water filtration specialist. 1,900 wholesalers enrolled and 1,000 earned certificates. To encourage participation, distributors who returned their enrollment cards were entered in a sweepstakes that offered 82 prizes, including RCA televisions, a video cassette recorder, radios, and pen and pencil sets. The company tracked those who did not call and encouraged them to read the manual and take the test. Once certified, wholesalers were able to qualify for a second level award. Those who sold 15 of the company's products in 45 days won a nylon jacket, imprinted with the winner's name and the company's logo. 140 jackets were distributed. Finally, the company placed 15 mystery calls during the promotional period to ask distributors to name the water purification system they carry. All 15 wholesalers answered correctly and won $100 each. Criteria for selecting prizes to reward employees. Prizes to crown an employee incentive campaign should meet most of the following criteria: have lasting value, reflect the effort and quality of the recipient's performance, inspire pride of ownership, be useful, suit the personal taste of the recipient, and reflect the best image of the sponsor company. Field trips, special events, and travel. A significant reward in cost, planning, and time is a trip given to high performers in an organization. In a recent survey of American workers, 77% ranked a trip to a desirable destination with a spouse or guest as a positive incentive. Travel incentive awards have a number of advantages. They are extremely desirable and promotable. They provide an exclusive venue for fostering team spirit or education. They have bragging value to employees and their friends, and they provide good imagery for tie-ins during the qualification period. They do, however, also have some disadvantages. Travel can be too costly for many applications. Travelers are out of the office during the trip, extensive effort and experience are required to create a high-quality program, and typically only a few employees can win the reward. Tina Flipsky, editor and director of publications for Meeting Planners International, took her staff of 8 to the Texas State Fair one Friday afternoon, paying for their admission. The field trip was not only fun, but served as a good chance to help the group get to know each other a little better. Jeff Alexander, a dentist in Oakland, California, took his staff on a field trip to the mall and gave each an envelope with $200, all in ones, and the stipulation that they had to buy at least 5 items and return any money that they had left after 2 hours. At their next staff meeting, the employees had a show-and-tell session with their purchases. Coopers & Lybrand, the consulting company, rewards its top 10 professional and administrative employees with monetary awards and 5-day trips to New York City. Mike Jay of Leadership Synergy in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, describes a sales program that strove to break past sales records for what was typically a slow-selling quarter. The capstone of the program was a commitment to send the entire staff to Las Vegas for 4 days and 3 nights, all expenses paid, if certain financial goals were met. The goals were met and the staff had a great time, creating some company folklore and a topic of discussion for many weeks. Digital Equipment Corporations held a Great Gatsby event at the Empire Polo Grounds in Palm Springs for its top 4,000 sales and service performers. Arriving guests were offered champagne and treated to performances by dancing stallions and a parade of Belgian and miniature horses. Professional polo players demonstrated the rules of the sport and then competed in a private match. Drivers in period dress cruised by in a classic card parade, followed by a dinner dance in the Rose Garden. California Leisure Consultants and Rancho Mirage offer many unique theme events. For example, Safaris Inc. recreates Hollywood's Golden Age at the former home of mogul Daryl F. Zanuck. A Hollywood marquee emblazoned with the company's name greets guests at Zanuck's home, where floral arrangements and candles float in the pool, and Chinese lanterns hang outside the pool house-turned-casino. 500 people can play croquet, dine, play no-stakes casino games, and dance to a jazz trio at the lavish estate. The company also arranges Indian Western barbecues at Indian Canyon, a desert oasis with towering palms in the foothills of the Santa Rosa Mountains near Palm Springs. Authentic Indian dancers and singers perform at the barbecue, while potters, weavers, and silversmiths demonstrate their crafts at an Indian marketplace where participants can shop. Stuntmen stage a gunfight, and guests who wear cowboy hats and bandanas two-step to a country and western band. The company can arrange other events, like a Field of Dreams evening at Los Angeles Stadium, where retired ball players in vintage uniform play ball with participants. Here are the top incentive travel destinations ranked in order of popularity. In the Western Hemisphere, it's Hawaii, Caribbean Islands, California, Florida, Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, New York, Canada and Bermuda, and Puerto Rico and Chicago. The top overseas destinations are first, France, second, Spain, England, Germany, and Italy, third, Australia, fourth, Portugal, Monaco, Austria, Switzerland, and Hong Kong, and fifth, Ireland, Singapore, Bali, Thailand, and Israel. Hewlett-Packard employees anywhere in the world can make reservations to stay at a modest cost for a limited number of days at any of the company's recreational areas, which include Little Basin Park in the Santa Cruz Mountains, 3 facilities in Colorado, 1 in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania, a beach villa in Malaysia, a lake resort in Scotland, and a ski chalet complex in the German Alps. Every 5 years, all 1,800 employees at APA Transport Corporation are taken on a trip, such as an expense-paid weekend in Puerto Rico for employees and their spouses or guests. John Franz, president of Brassler USA, says travel to exotic and or foreign destinations is the single most sought-after prize by my sales force of 60. It gives them an escape from their normally hectic schedule and seems to make them feel that the effort they spent to get there was all worthwhile. the Carlson Hemelman Award, given by the Westin Hotels, is presented annually for outstanding management achievement. Recipients get a trip around the world. Here are some more ideas for field trips, special events, and travel. Send the person to a health spa for a day or a weekend. Use the money that goes into the vending machines in the employee lunchroom to subsidize trips and outings. Pay for an all-expense-paid weekend, including child care, for a deserving employee. Whitewater rafting is popular across the country, especially in Pennsylvania, northern New York, Idaho, California, Oregon, and Alaska. The trip can either be a one-day experience or a weekend camping trip. It may also entail a week-long stay at a base camp, lodge, or hotel. Sailplane or glider rides also appeal to the more adventuresome, as does hot air ballooning. Both trips usually begin in the early hours of the morning and can last for an hour or more. Education, personal growth, and self-development. A reward of additional training serves two purposes: reinforcing desired behavior and helping individuals gain skills to personally improve themselves. According to one recent survey, 87% of American workers believe that the special training is a positive incentive and that it is deemed most meaningful by employees with postgraduate education. While Disney World in Orlando, Florida offers its 3-day seminar for managers to other companies. Collins Service Systems of White Plains, New York, a provider of janitorial services, is just one of many companies that have sent managers to this program as a reward. Blanchard Training Development took all its employees to the largest trade show in the training industry. Employees attended presentations, met customers and competitors, and learned about the industry. Here's a case study in rewarding learning. At Johnsonville Foods in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, the annual across-the-board raise was eliminated and replaced with a pay-for-responsibility system. As people take on new duties, budgeting, for instance, or training, they earn additional base income. Where the previous system rewarded people for being present, regardless of what they contributed, the new one encourages people to seek responsibility. The company also uses a personal development team to help individual employees develop their career destinations and starting points and to figure out how to use the organization to reach their goals. Each employee has an educational allowance to be used however he or she sees fit. In the beginning, some employees took cooking or sewing classes, a few even took flying lessons. Over time, however, more and more of the employees focused on job-related learning. Today, more than 65% of all employees at Johnsonville are involved in some type of formal education. Says Ralph Stair, CEO, "Helping human beings fulfill their potential is a moral responsibility, but it's also good business. Life is aspiration. Learning, striving people are happy people and good workers. They have initiative and imagination, and the companies they work for are rarely caught napping." Cumberland Farms, among other companies, grants reimbursement for college courses. All part-time and full-time employees at Federal Express get their tuition paid. Skillcase reimburses tuition for job-related courses as well. It's important to link employee incentives to the company's products. Martin Kane, a New York-based promotion firm, suggests that video camera manufacturers reward salespeople with classes on how to create video productions. GM offered hardware dealers resources in marketing, advertising, and management, as did Southwestern Bell for its small business customers. Every year, 6 to 8 United States Shell Oil employees exchange positions with their counterparts in the United Kingdom through an exchange scientist program. Pitney Bowes offers courses in real estate, golf, tailoring, cake decorating, watercolor, painting, and photography. Here are some more ways to recognize performers by offering them training. Buy the person a subscription to a magazine, journal, or a newsletter of his or her choice. Pay the membership dues in a professional organization, such as a Professional Secretaries International. Send employees to special seminars, workshops, or meetings outside the company that cover topics that they are especially interested in. Have new employees take a Dale Carnegie course that stresses attitude, people skills, and customer relations. Grant all full-time employees the opportunity to attend a week-long quality college conducted in-house. Allow top performers to take a trip to Walt Disney World to attend Disney's People Management Training Program. Advancement, responsibility, and visibility. A A long-term reward that can be used to acknowledge the long-term efforts of an individual is a promotion or increase in responsibility. Only 22% of the respondents in one study felt that their organization used performance as a major basis for promotions. Yet this practice was of highly motivational importance for the respondents. Short of a promotion, the responsibility and visibility of high achievers can easily be increased. Special assignments can be created for star performers. They may be assigned to a more active role in training others or can be sent to an advanced training class. A top performer can also serve as a liaison with home office personnel or as an advisor to other departments. Or if you have interdepartmental problems, concerns, or projects, consider forming a task force and have your top performers represent you. Look for every opportunity to publicize your outstanding performers to their peers. By consulting them or assigning them to special duty or giving them a prized assignment, you're saying you regard them highly. Other employees will notice and aspire to similar recognition. If you have an in-house publication, encourage one of your top performers to write an article explaining some aspect of the business. Soon your top achievers will understand that if they excel, everyone in the company will know who they are and respect what they've done. At Shimanza Scientific Instruments, outstanding performers are promoted to special assistant to the president for 2 weeks. It's a great ego trip, plus the improved understanding of the business demands is well worth it, reports Lewis H. Ratman, administration manager for the company. Nissan has a pay-for-versatility program in which the more different jobs a person can perform in his or her area, the more that employee gets paid. The company provides training during working hours for those interested in picking up new skills. Here's some other ideas for rewards based on advancement, responsibility, and visibility. Give special assignments to people who have shown initiative. Ask an employee to help you with a project which provides a real challenge. Allow the employee to serve on a task force with the president of the company. Make responsibilities the person enjoys part of his or her job. Give the person more autonomy and flexibility in doing their job. Allow the person to choose his or her next work assignment. Let employees attend meetings, committees, etc. in your place when you're not available. Stock and ownership. One of the highest forms of recognition is to treat an employee as if he or she is an owner of the company. This is a lasting, long-term form of commitment to the individual that is typically reserved for a select few. According to one recent survey of American workers, 85% rank stock options as a positive incentive. The following reported exchange between Carl Buchan, founder of Lowe's Companies, a lumber and hardware supply retailer, and a store manager on the occasion of the founder's visit to the manager's store, illustrates the importance of having employees have a sense of ownership in their company. "What is that?" said Buchan. "It's damaged merchandise, sir," replied the manager. "Look at it more closely and tell me what you see." "Well, that's a damaged water pump and a dented refrigerator and windows with broken glass," replied the manager. "That's not what I see when I look over there," said Buchan. "What I see is money, my money, because I paid for it. And before this year is out, we're going to have a plan whereby part of that will belong to you and the other employees. Then when you look, you'll see your money, and you'll take better care of your money than you're doing now, and consequently, you'll be taking better care of my money as well." If every employee can be made to feel as if it's his or her company, pride, effort, and performance will all improve as a result. Local management at Amoco's largest oil refinery in Texas City, Texas, acknowledged it had failed to develop any sense of community among its 2,200 workers. They named Jacob Samuel coordinator of employee involvement, and as he explains, "I'm mainly responsible for helping workers feel they're an integral part of this business. When you feel like an owner, you can't help but have more loyalty to the company." Samuel has added a number of recognition incentives to integrate employees more closely into the company and community life. Among them, awards for accomplishments that include improving a specific job performance, serving on a volunteer fire department, helping the underprivileged, and assisting in coordinating company-sponsored events such as a marathon race, a rodeo, and junior league baseball. Awards range from plaques, T-shirts, and caps to TV sets, watches, and dinners. They're not such big deals taken one at a time, but all together they are highly motivating in helping make our employees feel they're really part of this plant, says Samuel. At D'Agostino's supermarkets, every employee, including part-time workers and delivery staff, is eligible for the gain-sharing program. The concept is simple. Stores that exceed their budgeted profit goals for the quarter share most of the excess with their employees. Gain-sharing funds are allocated by department, so if the meat department pulls in 25% of the excess business, its employees would receive proportionally more than a department that pulled in less. This is an incentive to work together to improve performance and also to push each department to its potential, says Roy Tucker, Vice President of Human Resources. All employees at Tandem Computer are eligible for stock options. When stock was first publicly offered, employees were given the right to purchase 300 shares at a future date. Every year since, all employees have annually been given an additional 100 share options. Employee and company anniversaries. Celebrating anniversaries is an important way to acknowledge a long relationship between a company and an individual. Although such rewards recognize tenure rather than specific behavior or accomplishments, having long-term employees is important to most organizations. At the Leo Burnett Company, an advertising agency headquartered in Chicago, every employee receives a gift on anniversary day. Gifts have included jams and jellies, a model train, statues, and customized bottles of wine. In addition, every employee receives $1 for every year of the agency's life. At Nissan, any employee with 12 months of service qualifies to lease a Nissan car for $160 a month, which includes maintenance, tax, license, and insurance. Blanchard Training and Development gives a company logo pin for 2 years with the company and an engraved gold heart for 5 years. One manager there buys men's ties and women's scarves as anniversary gifts as well. Every Westin hotel holds an annual banquet honoring employees with more than 5 years' service. Employees who reach their 10-year anniversary with Lynn Clay Corporation, a real estate management and development company in St. Louis, are rewarded with memorable tributes created especially for them. We got to a point at which we had a handful of employees who had been with the company 10 years, and we wanted to do something beyond the standard plaque or wall mounting, says Mike Lee, Director of Human Resources. We wanted to do something personal that would acknowledge the individual contribution that each employee had made. The gifts are determined by special committees made up of employees who know the recipients best. Some people are easier to plan for than others, says Lee, but usually we put together the committee 2 to 3 months before the anniversary. The employees themselves have an idea already, but they also get to play detective. They often interview spouses, parents, children, and even neighbors to get an idea of what the employee would really appreciate. The committee, which has a budget of approximately $2,000, then decides on a gift and arranges the event. Committee members take their job seriously. A racing enthusiast, for example, was given a portion of a limited partnership in a racehorse. A longtime bridge player was given the chance to play in a major tournament as the partner of a world champion. Most of the gifts have been things employees would never have spent the money for themselves, says Lee. For example, we gave a hunter a custom-made double-barrel shotgun. It was a luxury he couldn't justify for himself, and that made it perfect for us to do. The gifts are presented with fanfare at cake and ice cream parties attended by co-workers from the same facility. The parties also include reading a parchment proclamation, which the employee can then frame and hang in his or her office. Employees have managed to keep the gifts a secret, so Lee says that watching the looks on employees' faces as they see what they've been given is almost as much fun for us as receiving the gifts is for them. Whatever the individual gift, Lee says the program is a boost for the whole company. Traditional recognition programs motivate the recipient, says Lee, but this program, because others are involved, motivates everyone. Benefits, health, and fitness. If you give the same awards or privileges to all employees, such recognition may not be considered a motivator, in that it is not individually oriented to specific achievements or performance. In fact, a gift made to everyone may serve to demotivate high performers in your organization who see others getting the same reward. Still, certain benefits, or the overall benefits package, can be an important part of what attracts performers to your company to begin with. All employees need benefits such as health and medical coverage, and the combination of such benefits is often a significant factor in their initial selection to work with your firm. The Leo Burnett Company, the largest ad agency in Chicago, has a bowl of red apples in the reception rooms on every one of the 11 floors the company occupies in its offices. Burnett gives away 1,000 apples daily. All 6,000 employees at the main branch of J.P. Morgan get a free lunch every day. The perk costs the company $8 million a year. Employees of Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance also get lunch, which costs the company about $3 million a year. Quill Corporation in Lincolnshire, Illinois, tries to lower health care costs by rewarding employees. The company estimates its health care costs for a six-month period, and the money is placed in a pool. Funds remaining in the pool at the end of the period are divided equally among participating employees. Healthcare costs for the company have declined approximately 35% in each of the first 2 years of the program. Everyone who works for Anheuser-Busch Companies is entitled to 2 free cases of beer a month. Employees at Federal Express can fly free on the company's planes and at reduced rates on other airlines. Random House offers all employees up to 10 free books a year and the right to buy any other Random House book at a 50% discount. Mary Kay Cosmetics provides each production line worker in its Dallas plant 3 sets of work clothes a year. Women get a bright red jumpsuit as well as reddish outfits with printed blouses and slacks. Men wear blue trousers and shirts and matching baseball caps. Here's a list of some of the most unusual benefits offered by some companies as presented in the book 100 Best Companies to Work For in America. Time Inc. offers a free taxi ride home. Merrill Norman Cosmetics gives free Saturday night movies. Leo Burnett gives free first-class air travel. Delta Airlines provides free airline passes. Reader's Digest, Fridays off in May. Northrop offers a paid week off at Christmas. Apple Computer provides each employee with a free home computer. Hewitt Associates offers a free lunch. And Nissan offers a leased automobile. Close to 1,000 firms in the New York metropolitan area are passing out transit checks to their employees to be used for buses, subways, ferries, and commuter railroads. Champion International Corporation offers $15 a month to van poolers and also buys transit checks. Vice President of Corporate Facilities Terry Wurzerbacher says about 20% of employees who drove to work alone now use carpools or van pools or mass transit. Security Pacific has 2 social workers hired by the bank to answer a toll-free number to talk with employees who are having personal problems. The company will pay for up to a year's worth of counseling for any employee. Odetix, Inc. rents the South Coast Repertory Theater, the largest performance space in Orange County, each year for employee productions. Employees at Johnson & Johnson have access to a large fitness center where they can work out. The company offers a comprehensive program in which enrollees undergo a physical examination and then have professionals guide them in developing a physical fitness regimen. Mesa, the Dallas Oil Company, gives workers up to $700 a year in bonuses if they exercise 3 times a week, don't smoke, don't take any sick days, and don't submit major medical claims. Since the program started, the company has cut health care costs to 25% below the industry average. Steelcase has a mini hospital staffed by 19 nurses and 2 physicians. The company also has a psychologist and 2 social workers to counsel people on their personal problems free on company time or after hours. At the headquarters complex of PepsiCo, they have a concierge on staff to help any employee with errands. This could include getting your laundry picked up, your oil changed in your car, lining up babysitters, purchasing theater tickets, reservations for restaurants, whatever they can do to help out to help save an employee time. Here's a sampling of benefits offered by Time Inc. If employees work past 8 p.m. in New York, they not only get $10 towards dinner, but they also get the right to take a cab all the way home, even to New Jersey. Employees get free copies of all Time Inc. magazines. Fathers or mothers get parental leave up to 1 year. Employees get free admission to the major museums in New York City. After 5 years of service, employees get free physical exams. Most employees of Westin hotels receive free meals while at work. Free rooms are also available to employees after 1 year's service. For example, a 10-year employee and his immediate family can stay for 15 nights at a Westin hotel with 20% off the cost of meals. Other employees can get 50% off any hotel room rate. At the Southern Baptist Foreign Mission Board in Richmond, Virginia, they give all employees a card with candy at Thanksgiving. The gifts are delivered by managers carrying baskets. People get so much at Christmas time, says Charlene Eshelman, staff development manager, that this gift is somehow more special. Charity and social responsibility. Employees appreciate companies that value their efforts in supporting charities and community organizations. Such behavior reflects positively both on the individual as well as its organization. The Levi Strauss Foundation makes a donation of $500 to community organizations in which an employee actively participates in for a year. If you serve on the board of a nonprofit organization, the company will give that organization a grant of $500 if the organization has a budget of up to $100,000. $1,000 for a budget between $100,000 and $1 million, and $1,500 for budgets over $1 million. At DDB Needleham Worldwide, a New York-based advertising agency, employees are given time off to work in community service or on political campaigns. At McCormick & Company, a manufacturer of seasonings, spices, and frozen foods based in Baltimore, employees are encouraged to work one Saturday each year, designated Charity Day. Employees donate their pay for the day at time and a half to a charity, and the company matches their earnings dollar for dollar. More than 90% of the employees participate. Cato Johnson, a promotion agency in Lombard, Illinois, offers an Adopt a Tree America kit, which contains everything needed to plant a tree in one's backyard: a fertilizing peat pellet, a packet of seeds, gravel, and instructions. The species of tree is selected according to geographic region. Here are some additional ideas. Give a department a day off to work in a homeless shelter or to help clean up a local park. Give employees time off to give blood. Match donations to an employee's college of choice. Make a donation in the name of an employee to the charity of his or her choice.
This has been a Highbridge Audio presentation.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.